This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The Democrat majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching President Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The 45th president is on the verge of becoming the first impeached twice. House Democrats accuse him of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week.
We fight like hell.
Saying his own words at a rally showed he egged on supporters who assaulted the building and praised them during the attack. The president showing no remorse.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
And blasted Democrats for moving ahead with impeachment.
Causing tremendous anger and division and pain.
Some House Republicans say they'll vote to impeach, including number three GOP leader Liz Cheney. The House had been urging Vice President Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president, but Pence refused, saying it's time to unite. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The New York Times reports U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has told associates he believes President Trump has committed impeachable offenses after the attack on the Capitol. The major newspaper also reported the majority leader is pleased that Democrats are moving to impeach him, citing people familiar with his thinking. U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol last Wednesday. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. The Justice Department has created a specialized strike force to examine the possibility of sedition charges. From Washington, this is VOA News. Top Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny says he will fly home to Russia this weekend. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Navalny is making this move despite the Russian prison service's latest motion to put him behind bars for allegedly breaching the terms of his suspended sentence and probation. The Kremlin critic is convalescing in Germany from an August poisoning with a nerve agent that he's blamed on Russia. He charges that Russian President Vladimir Putin is now trying to deter him from coming home with new legal motions. Despite all this, he says he will nevertheless come back from Germany on Sunday. Navalny is Putin's most outspoken critic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered officials Wednesday to begin mass coronavirus inoculations next week and to open up the vaccination program to all Russians. The country has the world's fourth highest number of COVID-19 cases and started large-scale vaccinations last month. The RDIF Sovereign Wealth Fund has said 1.5 million Russians have already been inoculated with the Sputnik V vaccine. The Vatican, the world's smallest state, began its own ambitious COVID-19 vaccination program Wednesday, but it was still not clear when Pope Francis would get his shot. A statement said the program started in the atrium of the large audience hall that is normally used for papal audiences. It gave no details, but a source said the first doses were administered to doctors and other members of the Vatican Health Services. The coronavirus mutation first found in Britain has now spread to 50 territories, according to the World Health Organization, while a similar South African identified strain has now been found in 20. The UN body has also noted a third new coronavirus variant of concern found in Japan may impact upon immune response and needs further investigation. The WHO said the more the new variant spreads, the more opportunities it has to change and more variants could emerge. Japan expanded a coronavirus state of emergency Wednesday to 7 more regions, including Osaka and Kyoto, and tightened border restrictions as infections surge nationwide. The expansion means that from Thursday, 11 of the country's 47 prefectures will be under the state of emergency, accounting for about 60% of its GDP. While the country's outbreak remains comparatively small, with around 4,100 deaths overall, there has been a sharp spike in cases this winter. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.